Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
Who needs a radio?
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Liz, Husker Nick, good morning and welcome to Friday, August 21st. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
What is up?
Who is ready for kind of a normal-ish weekend?
I'm going to be playing softball in state.
Well,
I'm
excited. That's I've normal for you. For
it
sure.
is. I'm yeah. so fired up. It's going to be warm this weekend, too.
Woo! Back to August weather.
Mid-90s? Oh, you going to get your pool time in?
No, because we have too many things going on this weekend.
No!
Hey, you know what? I'd rather be busy. I mean, I like the pool and all, but I would rather be busy with activities.
Good.
Than sitting at a pool.
Nice.
And so with Granger Smith live tonight in Columbus, and then the Salt Creek Summer Jam on Saturday night, and then
wow.
I've got a golf benefit I'm doing for the Lincoln Northeast Athletic Booster Club
yeah.
on Sunday morning.
Nice.
I'd rather be busy.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Much better.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice to see some normalcy-ish.
Speaking of normalcy, yesterday I went over to one of my best buddies' house, and his mother-in-law is from Sierra Leone,
oh, nice.
And she cooked us this giant African meal. I'm not kidding you guys. I think I ate my weight and a half in food last night. I rolled out of bed this morning, and oh my God.
You'll be able to run bases?
I don't know, you guys. Like, you know, everybody's been there before where you got this good food and you just crushed it. And then you were like, that was so awesome while I was doing it.
Right.
And now I'm regretting life.
Belly hurts the rest of the day and night.
Oh, it was so good, though. And I found out my daughter, my two-year-old, loves chicken wings. So now I can start making her chicken wings along with my chicken wings when I cook.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah.
Don't accidentally give her the spicy ones.
No, I got to make them pretty...
Pretty separate. Pretty
yeah, pretty bland, mild. But yeah. I was so proud of little
I still remember the first time Tristan ever got spicy wings, and those diapers were not fun for about 3 days.
Oh, God. Oh,
man.
It was
How
gross.
Old was he?
He got a hold of, where were we? We were out to dinner with
You're probably
friends.
A Hooters.
No, it wasn't Hooters. It was a buddy of mine who made them on his grill, and I don't know, somebody confused them with regular ones, and he ate like four of them.
Oh, yikes.
And then threw up. And then had the worst diapers for a couple days. There was no way that was going to sit right in his body.
Yeah, so, not good.
Ever since then, yeah.
Now,
as a an adult, he wants the spicy stuff. He wants the hot stuff. He doesn't mind it at all.
Well, there you go.
So maybe that prepped him for the future. I don't know.
Yikes.
But, yeah, so hopefully you guys have everything that you want and want to do for the weekend. We'll
it's Friday.
Give you some good ideas. It's a Friday, so let's get to it.
Just what happens next. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We've got full Free Fun Friday in store for you, including a redneck movie review.
Can I give them a preview of one of the answers potentially on Out of Context Contest?
Sure, go ahead.
One of the pieces of audio that we're not going to play for you yet, the answer could be a Porsche, a Peeb, of course a bug, a bad idea. You'll figure that out when we get there.
That'll come up at 7:20. We'll have Get It Off Your Chest. Jungle John will be swinging by. And we have to revisit something that Liz and I talked to in the after show about a British cop who had some trouble with some handcuffs. That and more on the show.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
In the morning, On Kix 96.9.
We go over to jolly old England for this story, one that Liz and I found yesterday and thought maybe you'd find this amusing, Husker Nick. In Northamptonshire, England, there was a police sergeant, Scott Renwick, and he's a training officer.
Okay.
He had to call the firefighters to rescue him after he accidentally got cuffed with his own handcuffs. Like, legit.
kind of wild ride of how this actually happened.
Right.
So what went down? How did he do this?
Before, when we were talking about it yesterday, we just had the basic story of that he gotten cuffed in his own handcuffs and had the firefighters come and cut him free of these cuffs.
Poor guy.
Well, since then, his Twitter account has blown up. If you want to follow him, Core Skills Norpol Scott Renwick is his Twitter handle. But he did talk to BBC Northampton about the incident. We actually have that audio for you. Here it is.
And I'd given them a really hard time about how hard they put the handcuffs on.
Because he's going through training with these officers that are learning how to do it.
Yes.
And so they have to handcuff him, and he has to give them some crap, like a criminal would do.
Right.
And complain about it.
Yes.
Because they were a little bit tight, if I'm perfectly honest. And then she finished her assessment, and at the end they take the handcuffs off, and she takes the first one off, and that's lovely, and that hand's free. And then she goes to take the second one off, and you just see a look of concern on her face. And I'm like, okay. And she goes, hang on a second, this key isn't very good, I'll try my other one. She tried her other key, and that didn't work. And then the assessor tried to get them off, and it was just, no, they're broken. I'm like, ah, dear, what are we going to do?
And so what he did was he went down the street, because it's not very far from their police station,
yes,
to the firehouse. And as soon as he walked in with one handcuff on, they instantly started giving him a bunch of crap.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Because the police officers and firefighters innately give each other crap.
Right.
All the time. So having to call the firefighters to come get you out of your own handcuffs is a bad... Right. That's like level 10 embarrassment right there. I feel bad for that guy.
And since then, his Twitter account has been blowing up. And he's kind of an adorable little police officer.
He's cute. We got a
Bobby Cop helmet from our friend Martin Richards, who listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
In their what do they call it? Their break room is basically like the bathroom. I can't remember what the name of it that they use, but they listen to our show now on the podcast, Lou. The Lou or something of that nature. That's actually their break room for lunchtime. Mm. And so they sit around and listen to Datum or Dump 'em and whatnot. But Martin sent us a helmet, and it looks exactly like the one
that
Officer Scott Renwick is wearing.
There is nothing worse than having something super embarrassing happen to you and have to get a hold of essentially your arch nemesis, someone who's going to give you loads of crap for having to help you, and they're the only one that can help you.
Right.
Like, as a married man, anytime my wife is like, you're going to need help with that, and I'm like, yeah, right. And then I have to call her and be like, honey, could you come out here?
Can you come out
here? She's like, I'm sorry, what now? What was that, Nick? What? I need your help. God dang it.
Just admitting that alone.
Yeah, it's so hard.
So we feel for you, Officer Redwick, and we appreciate your humor. He put it up on Twitter and Facebook, and it is now blown up to the 100,000s views and
awesome.
And posts. And so congrats on him for
least
admitting
Well, and I like that he said that he wanted to talk about it before the firefighters did.
Right.
Because he was like, there was a video, and now I'm on the BBC because I'm going to talk about this before the firefighters get the chance talk about this.
Brilliant.
Which I do really appreciate.
Absolutely.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty for Music City. We'll also have some good things to report. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And if somebody lost a tank, there's people that are looking for you.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
In today's nitty-gritty from Music City, some big news for some new artists, that secret guest on the Eli Young Band song, and how you can catch live music this weekend.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
We'll start out with some congratulations to the CMA New Artist of the Year winners. Riley Green and Tennille Towns took the honors this year, and they had a really cool way of surprising the winners. both Riley and Tennille thought they were doing, you know, yet another interview over Zoom, but then all of a sudden, Keith Urban popped up on their screen and told them the news. So Riley, when he was told by Keith, kept his cool pretty well when he heard the news.
He was pretty chill.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, cool, thanks. But Tennille definitely had a harder time believing it.
I was actually looking for somebody else. I must have crashed your Zoom. Yeah. So sorry about that.
What is happening?
How are you feeling right now? You feel good?
Oh, yeah. I feel really good right now.
Well, you're about to feel a whole lot better. Congratulations. You are the ACM New Female Artist of the Year, Tennille Towns.
Here it is.
It's...
Oh, my God. For real?
It's adorable because she's just like, are you serious? Like, what?
She's so sweet.
She is. So
I'll tweet it out so everybody can see it. It's adorable.
It's so cute. So congrats to Tennille and Riley because the category of the ACM New Artist of the Year was stacked this year. So
like
congratulations.
10.
Yeah, there were tons of them and they were all such good artists that I really honestly didn't know who was going to win. So congrats to the two of them. So yesterday, we were talking about Eli Young Band and their mystery guest on the reissue of their single, Saltwater Gospel.
Right.
And they had been putting out hints all week about who the superstar artist was. Well, the secret is out, and it feels appropriate for a song about the ocean. It's Jimmy Buffett. Here's a little taste of it.
And if you think about how small we are and life after we're gone, I'm out here by myself, but I know I'm not alone. Yeah, I got all.
Very, very cool. Perfect person to put on that.
And you called it.
I know, right? I feel so vindicated. I was like, yes, because people were like, Kenny Chesney. And I was like, no, I think it's going to be Jimmy Buffett.
That's
I
cool.
think that's what it's going to be. So this weekend is bringing the return of live music, like actual live in-person music with not one, but two nights of shows. Tonight is Granger Smith and Logan Mize, who are going to be out at the Speedway in Columbus. And gates are going to open at 5. Forgotten Highway will kick things off at 6:30. Logan Mize at 8:30. And then, of course, Granger topping things off at 10:30. Then get ready to do it all again tomorrow because it's the Salt Creek Summer Jam in Martell tomorrow night, which is a fundraiser for the Sprague Martell Community Center. And we're going to have James Lee Band, Shooter Jacks, Luke Mills, and so many more. And the gates for that will open at 6. Mm-hmm. Music start around 7. Food, drink, socially distance. It'll all be there out at the ball fields, correct?
Yep, correct.
So, yeah, if you want some live music, you have two chances this weekend, which is twice as many as we've had all summer. So with the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Getting out and socially distancing, hang with you guys and listen to some live music. That's a...
You are waking up with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's do some good. Time for some good things. What do you got today, Liz?
Mine. So you might have remembered a not good thing that happened a few weeks back where a waitress got tipped 5 cents because she was wearing a mask, which is required in the city of Lincoln right now. You know, waitresses, waiters, bartenders don't have a choice. So a lot of people obviously were very disappointed in that. But there is a waitress at the local Red Lobster. Her name's Noelle Hubank. And just a few days ago, she got a note at her table from one of her customers that says, "This is my response to the idiot who tipped 5 cents because of masks. Whoever you are, please feel free to move out of the state of Nebraska. Thank you for wearing your mask. Let's see if this makes the news." And they left a $100 bill for her.
Oh, very cool.
And she said that, you know, things have obviously been very difficult in the service industry during COVID-19. And she was just happy that people are still coming into the restaurant and sitting down and getting food. And so, you know, it was obviously a very nice gesture. So very sweet of that person.
Oscar Nick, what's your good thing?
Oh, my good thing. I'll just be wishing everybody luck this weekend that's traveling out to Hastings for our state adult softball tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be like, I don't even know, 700 people out there. So that's wish awesome. Everybody luck. It's going to be a ton of fun. You're right down the street from Granger. So
yeah,
hop on over and go enjoy that as well for all the people that are going out tonight.
That'd be good. My good thing is definitely the Salt Creek Summer Jam, and just in memory of Jamie Bauman, and just amazing what her family and friends have been able to do really quickly, get this turned around and create this event, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So we're looking for this to be an annual thing. It starts out tomorrow night. Ice Cold Beer, live music, James Lee Band, Luke Mills and the Highway Drifters and Shooter Jacks all going to be out there. The gates are at 6. It's just $15. You get all kinds of beverages. They've got food as well out there, an ATM machine, the whole kit and caboodle. Mm. And again, outdoor on the baseball field. So bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket. We'll encourage social distancing and just get to sit back and enjoy some live music, which is what Jamie loved doing before she passed
away.
And so just a great way to remember her, and just tell everybody, come on out. It's a stone's throw away from Lincoln to go to Martel.
Yeah, it's really quick.
Yeah, that's where I grew up. So it's a pretty cool thing, and we're very excited to be a part of it.
Just what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Did anybody lose a tank?
Oh, I was wondering where that was.
If you run on the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Imagine you're driving down I-80, either heading towards Lincoln or heading out towards Colorado.
Okay.
And there's a big-ass tank on the side of the road.
Oh, my gosh. Is it finders, keepers, losers, weepers scenario, or what are we talking about here?
It kind of looked like that at the beginning of this. The original tweet that came out from the Nebraska State Patrol was at like 11:01 yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
And it said to the trucking company that left this tank on the side of the interstate in central Nebraska, we would like to talk to you. Oh, and I'm sure the Department of Defense would as well. And literally, there was a tank. And if you look really close, you can see that it's on a trailer. I mean, it's pretty low to the ground because you can't lift a tank very far off the ground.
Yeah.
But it's on this trailer on the side of the interstate. They didn't say where in central Nebraska, because I think they were just trying to keep, you know, people away from coming. Yeah, exactly. Looky-loos, or people coming and try to claim their tank.
Yeah.
When it's not really their tank.
You like walk up and raise your hand. You're like, question, is it illegal to have that? No? Then it's mine. Now let's do this.
All right. And then a tweet about an hour later, it was clarification because the Nebraska State Patrol put this out. And then people who have actually used this kind of equipment said, actually, this is a bridge laying vehicle.
No.
And the State Patrol is like, P.S., it's a bridge laying vehicle. We know who it belongs to now. We're working to make sure it gets to where it needs to get. And so, no, you can't claim it, but thanks for trying.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh, man.
And then another hour later, they have an update. The abandoned military vehicle that's used for bridge laying was found at the Overton off-ramp on I-80. The South Dakota National Guard had contacted a company to return it to South Dakota after a training mission in California. It was making its way home. They're working on finding the driver.
Oh, boy.
So they didn't know where the driver went. And so they stayed there, and eventually the driver came back. And this tank, bridge lane vehicle, is apparently going to South Dakota. Just really weird that all of a sudden it was abandoned on the interstate just west of Kearney.
Sometimes you have to dump your tank, you know?
It's like when you lose your car keys and you're like, where did I leave that tank? And he like checks the refrigerator 4 times, like you'd be in there for some reason. Like you
imagine that.
Yeah. Dang it, where did it go?
So if for everyone who was paying attention, it's a tank but not a tank. It was left on just off the interstate exit nearby Kearney in Overton, and it's the actual South Dakota National Guard's tank, so you can't have it.
So sorry.
That's the skinny behind that. But it just seems like a really random thing that all of a sudden just pops up, and that's just the way it works in Nebraska. I remember things that happened on the interstate. We were going out to Colorado, and I remember they were filming Dumb and Dumber 2 with Jim Carrey and, oh, what's his name? I can't think. But anyway, they had that shaggin' wagon, that big dog thing, and we're driving it along the interstate, and I'm like, I think the shape looks like, that's it. And then you see the tail. It was in basically like in saran wrap. Like they had it covered in like this blue saran wrap to keep it safe. But the tail's just wagging in the back.
That's outstanding.
As it's being pulled on a trailer.
That's awesome.
Just the weird stuff you see on the interstate. So there you go. There's the owner of the tank, the South Dakota. It's not ours, so stop trying to claim it.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We'll get you a redneck review of something you should be watching on Netflix. That with Cooter on the way.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Now listen up. We got a new series to talk about. Well, not necessarily new, just new to the internet.
Okay.
Y'all, this movie or this series came out about 3 years ago. Oh, okay. It was only available on iTunes, and it was critically acclaimed. Everybody said, this thing's great. Why can't we get people to watch it? So they did 3 seasons of it. They canceled it, and then Netflix picked it up. Now they're running it, and it's one of the most popular things they got on Netflix. It's called Kingdom. It's a drama about a MMA family where they got themselves a like a little club that they're basically trying to build up and get better, and it's about a guy getting out of jail, coming back after 4 years and fighting again. It's actually really good, and if you're a fan of the Jonas Brothers, Nick Jonas is one of the main characters.
Oh, weird.
He's stark naked in it for like the first 3 episodes. Ew. I think it's an untapped thing. It's a rated R show, but
oh, okay.
I'll tell you this right now. All but right. It's a good show, and I'd say go check it out. Here's your preview.
Fighting's my fighting hurts. Unless you're a psychopath. I got no time for guys like that.
Have you heard of this gym? Navy Street MMA. It's in Venice. It's run by this guy, Alvy Kalina. You've probably heard of him. He's a legendary fighter.
Most guys run from fights because they don't want the answer to the inevitable question that they whisper to themselves. Am I one of the weak? Am I one of the strong? Where do I line up in the pecking order? Fighters need that. It lifts them up. It feeds them. It's a truth they gotta have.
You know, I don't have that anymore.
I just recognize the guy in there. He's like the bad guy in the Captain America movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right. He's good. Familiar. Okay,
all
cool.
The actors in this are really, really good actors. Right. That y'all, they were like in the background of a lot of stuff that they get to be in the foreground on this thing. And one of the crazy parts of it, so like this guy, the main actor, he's a father of the other two fighters that are fighting. And the guy that went to jail used to fight for him, and he ends up, the main character, marrying that dude's wife while she's in jail.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then his two boys, you keep wondering why you don't ever see their mama. And then after the end of the first episode, you realize that the lady of the night that you keep seeing in the background is their mom. And it's crazy.
Redneck Missouri stuff
It's crazy. It's in Venice Beach.
But it makes it sound like it'd be right in your backyard.
Oh, y'all, you would not believe. This is normal Missouri stuff right there. But no, it's a real good show. I'll give it 4. Bags of Pork Grinds. The MMA is background in this. It's a drama. It's a good one. Go check it out. Right. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie or TV series that hasn't been out for a few years that's now back on the Netflix is, right?
Coming up
next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Popped in my head why it's probably a very popular series is because if Nick Jonas is naked most of the time... I'm sure the ladies wouldn't mind that.
That's the thing.
Here we go.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning, On Kicks 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Surprise, this whole time we've been married.
What in the world were you thinking?
Yeah, she knows I probably never had that happen. But she's like, JP, possible.
What were you thinking?
Oh, it's all over the place.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
And good morning to you. Time to play Out of Context Contest. Let's bring in our contestant. We got Brian. Good morning, Brian. How's things with you?
Going good.
Good, good, good. Happy Friday, man.
Yes, happy Friday, brother.
Let's play a little game.
All right,
here.
So here we go. We got simple game here. We're going to play Out of Context Contest. Real easy. I took some audio out of our show. It's out of context. We'll play it for you, and then I'll give you an A, a B, or a C. You just got to tell me which one of them is correct. Two of them, hopefully, is funny answers that will make you giggle. And a lot of times, the actual answer is kind of crazy in its own right because we have a silly show.
Yes, that's true.
So are you ready, buddy?
Yeah.
All right.
Fire it up. Here's number one. Approached by, of course, an epically bad ideas.
What?
pardon me?
My brain's working faster than my mouth.
It's
sometimes.
One of those times where the hamster starts stumbling and the wheel goes back and forth.
It's just that fast brain of yours, JP.
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Here we go. Was JP actually trying to say a Porsche, a plebe, of course, a bug, a bad idea?
Approached by, of course, an epically bad ideas.
Was he saying poaching a horse, Epley Airfield?
Approached by, of course, an epically bad ideas.
Or was he saying, believe it or not, approaching a bison, of course, is a bad idea?
Approached by, of course, an epically bad ideas. What did he say, Ryan?
See.
Nicely done, nicely done.
You didn't think it was a Porsche, a plebe, of course, a bug, no. A bad idea? No?
I don't know why. That was my guess.
That would have been a solid guess. Oh. All right, so Brian's got 1 point.
For the record, never change on those. I love it that you do that every once in a while. It makes me so happy. I can appreciate that you can just keep rolling through that.
Brain's just going, and then the words aren't coming out the way they should.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Uh-huh.
All right, here comes your second piece of audio.
And then all of a sudden he's like up your butt and he's like, hey, hi, oh, you're so fun.
Okay.
By the way, that one might have broke a record for the most people tweeting at me saying you have to grab that for out of context contest.
Yeah.
Like as Liz said it. And for the record, immediately she followed up Nicholas, do not write that down.
It was like, don't do that.
Absolutely
no.
We do. Because
all right. I knew that one would be on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, he listens.
Brian pays attention.
Yes. Let me get through all these.
All right, here we go.
Liz was talking about when your friends decide they need to pay guys to come hit on you while you're at a bar.
And then all of a sudden he's like up your butt and he's like, hey, hi, oh, you're so fun.
Liz was telling us about the romantic whirlwind that was the first few weeks of her relationship with her current boyfriend.
As every good relationship does.
Darn right. Or C, Liz was describing how every time she lets her dog outside, that's how her dog interacts with other dogs as they're running around in the yard.
And then all of a sudden he's like up your butt and he's like, hey, hi, oh, you're so fun.
That does sound like how you would greet other dogs.
Yeah.
And I heard you already said the correct answer in the background twice is A.
Congratulations. Good.
Very, very good.
One more, and you've swept the board.
This one's pretty funny.
In out of context contest.
Jeez.
Man, that's a lot of balls.
That's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I couldn't hear that one at all.
Try it again.
We'll crank it up for you. Here we go.
Jeez.
Man, that's a lot of balls.
That's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Liz found out that her adorable little puppy dog has been hoarding rubber balls and burying them in the backyard, and now has over 100 of them buried in the backyard.
Jeez.
Man, that's a lot of balls.
That's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Coryell jumped off a bridge into a river that was about 3 stories above the water. You get one margarita in that girl, and she's cray-cray.
Jeez. Man, that's a lot of balls.
That's a lot of balls.
Yeah. Also plausible.
Right. Or C, Liz told us how she had an amazing evening of watching her boyfriend hit over 300-plus golf balls at Topgolf.
Jeez.
Her personal health.
That's a lot of balls.
Yeah.
What's that? Yes.
Yes.
You know the show.
Someone was listening.
Wow. Swept the board, Brian did.
Good job, buddy.
Congrats.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us, man, every day. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
Just make sure you dial it down a little bit next time you're on the air with us.
Calm down, man.
Woo! Appreciate you, dude.
Crazy.
Brian, there you go. That's another round of Out of Context Contest.
Made it through. Yet another.
I'll just pace myself when I say words.
You'll get there. Yeah.
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
20 plus years of talking on the radio.
You're stay. You're still young in this game. You'll be.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough.
I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Hey.
We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
It's group therapy. It's called Get It Off Your Chest, and we do it every Friday this time. So if you need to yell about something, it's a proven fact that yelling and just one big blast of just pure anger and frustration, blah, can help make you feel better.
Yeah.
And go into the weekend in the right way. Hi, Kix, hold on really quick. You'll be next. Just like that, the phone lines are starting to light up. 466-9696. You can also let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, just like James did. Inconsiderate Lincoln drivers and parents that can't effing drop off their kids without almost causing a multiple car accident every damn morning. And damn Titan fans. Hey!
Whoa.
What's that about? Well, James?
I don't know. What did you do?
Always a Chiefs fan.
No reason to hate
them. You won a championship, dude. What are you yelling at me
about? No reason to hate them.
Being a Titans fan. We didn't steal anything away from you guys, did we?
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. So if you need to yell about something, you can do that really
easy. Not that I'm aware.
With our show. Anonymous. Today I figured out the best way to endure my wife's lack of sex drive. Whenever she complains, I lose the urge myself. Works like a charm because she complains all the time.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
That's nice.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Holy cow.
On a semi-lighter note, we got one from Don that said, when you work out of town and don't have enough cell reception to live stream your favorite radio station, I can't wait until I'm back in civilization next week. I hope you get KFOR back in then, sir.
Man.
I'm so sorry.
He listens to us.
I know. Okay. It's a joke.
Making a joke. All right. Well, if you want to get in.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
When you make a perfectly good joke and your co-host has it fly right over his head. Jeez. That'll happen. It happens.
All right. So if you need. You want to yell about something?
Yeah.
You can do with us.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
It's Get It Off Your Chest. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969. You can call in. Brittany called in to complain because her favorite race car driver got bumped into by another race car driver. Then that race car driver tried to start a fight. And just Brittany's doing everything she can to contain herself.
I know. That's annoying.
And not yell and get upset. And I get it. You're rooting for your favorite person, and some jackball comes along and ruins it for everybody.
And speaking of getting rear-ended, okay. Cheyenne tweeted us and said, when you just got a new car and someone rear-ends you, and then you wake up the next day to find out you tested positive for strep.
Oh,
hashtag
no.
I hate it here.
Cheyenne! Oh.
That's such a double whammy. I'm so sorry.
Feel for you, yes, Cheyenne.
That's awful.
You can get off your chest to 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You can direct message us too to stay anonymous if you need to get it off your chest.
8 years old.
You are waking up with
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Chance to yell about stuff and get it off your chest. You can do it on Facebook and Twitter as well at KX969. Guaranteed to make you feel better going into the weekend. Hi, Kix, good morning. Get it off your chest.
So I work in pet retail, right?
Okay.
So we're constantly making recommendations for customers per their request. Like, they tell us about their issues, and we tell them what we recommend. They're sort of like toys, food, etc. Worst and most annoying thing in the world is when they're like, oh, yeah, cool, that sounds like a great idea. Or, like, they're totally in agreement as to why we're against a certain product. And then we find that the product that we recommended is on a shelf in a completely different area, and they didn't even go with the recommendation, and we're just like, what the heck did you come to Foot for in the first place?
Right, exactly.
They just like to hear you talk.
Apparently.
Yeah, just like us. We like to hear ourselves talk. We also got an anonymous message that I had to double check and make sure she wasn't my coworker. But when your boss tells everyone we all need to work together, and then you have that one coworker who finds time to do online shopping or prop her feet up and sit in a dark room while everyone else is working.
That's
for
fun.
A second, I was like, all right, no need to be rude and message me at work.
Mindy says, can this election be over already? I'm so sick of all of the politics.
Yeah, man, we're not even getting going yet.
Yeah.
November Chelsea is a long ways away.
Chelsea says, teenage daughters, need I say more? No, I get
that's
that.
That's true.
And Christina, one full week of school, and it's already a fight to get the kids out of the door on time to get to school.
I did see a tweet from one of my friends that said, this morning my son was late to school, and his classroom is his bedroom.
That's funny. We did also, and I don't know if Mary Jo's looking for replacements, but playing co-ed C softball, state softball next weekend, and two people dropped out last night. Help.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe we can go play
this weekend or next weekend.
She says next weekend.
Next co-ed. I will be at Nationals.
You'll be at
Nationals.
Otherwise,
I would.
I'm free. Let me know.
Get out there, dude.
I'm not bad.
Hit some dingers.
Hi, Kicks.
Wait. No.
Hello.
Hey, it's your brother.
Hi, Chris.
I hate when I download iHeartRadio to my PlayStation just so I can listen to you guys, and it won't let me listen to you guys.
Why is that?
I don't know.
It won't let you listen to us, huh?
I'm not from the app, but
there's also
the... it says specifically you guys are not available.
There's also the TuneIn app.
No, I get you guys on my phone through the app. I just wanted to be able to listen on the PlayStation.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I thought for sure you were calling to complain about us picking on you with the horse yesterday.
No, not at all.
I'm sorry. I know it's a sad story, but it's the funniest thing.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to get it off my chest right now, Chris. I am doing a show. I can't always respond to text messages.
I texted you yesterday.
I know, and I'm a busy person.
After 9 a.m., he's just ignoring you.
No, it's
don't
not
ever
the
forget that.
I'll text you later.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, don't ever forget. After 10 a.m., if JP doesn't respond to your text, he's just ignoring you.
That's not the case.
That is true.
That's true.
You, we need to pitch a sitcom of you and your brother.
Like The Odd Couple.
It would be awesome. Absolutely awesome. Right. Well, I would watch that.
Okay. You guys just yelling at each other.
Yeah, well, mostly Chris like trying to be polite and nice, and JP just hating everything
like,
about
what,
it.
What, Chris?
What? I just called to tell you I love you.
I really wanted to listen to you on the radio. Why, Chris?
Yes, God. Because I'm proud of my
older brother.
It was
fine for him to complain about things, and I appreciate him listening to the show. But then him complaining about me not texting him back. He blew up my phone yesterday. I'm coaching football. I'm busy with other things. I responded when I could, and then I got home.
All
we
you
had
have
dinner
to do,
and went to bed because I was tired.
I know you can't because we don't. It's on the other system. If you could replay how you said, "What do you want, Chris?" Like that sums everything up about that.
Hi, Chris.
Watch.
I hate when I download iHeartRadio to my PlayStation just so I can listen to you guys,
here.
And it won't let me listen to you guys.
Why is that?
Sums up.
Why
everything.
Is that?
I hate it because I want to listen to you guys. Why?
I still love you, brother. I just
if we had caller ID, you probably would never answer his phone calls in this studio. I think that's why they've never gotten us caller ID.
It's not completely true.
Ignore.
All right, if you need to get it off your chest, we're here for you every Friday.
Coming up
next,
you're just a few seconds away from this
with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Jungle John's in his bedroom, and he's gonna hang out with us on StreamYard and Facebook Live. That's next.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix
96.9. Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard.
Lizard.
It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. The Skittles is drawing my hot body.
It's time once again to check in with our favorite zookeeper, Jungle John, from the Lincoln Children's Zoo. And I sent him an email and said, hey, dude, we need something like fuzzy in your bedroom / office.
Furry little friend, and you brought him.
He brought a furry little friend to hang out with us this morning.
There's always something fuzzy and furry in my bedroom, but I bought
usually it's just handcuffs.
Wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jungle John. He's also live with us on Facebook, KX969, if you'd like to see the furry friend. Otherwise, we can describe it to you as eight-legged and just squirming around on your hand.
She is. She's dancing around on my hand. This is a Mexican red-kneed tarantula. She's about, what, 6 inches across right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Kind of an average-sized tarantula. She's not one of the great big ones.
Did you literally steal this animal from the zoo and bring it to your house?
I did.
Okay.
I'm sure he's awesome. Allowed to do that with almost any of them.
I mean, he's in
charge. Checkout system. Check them in. Check them out. You
is
know?
There a checkout system for, I'd like to take one of the cheetahs with me today to go to Hy-Vee?
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, that doesn't, you know, you got to have the right keys and the right access to everything. But just for you, because JP said he wanted something fuzzy for the show, and just for you guys, this is my pleasure to bring her here this morning for you and all your wonderful listeners and viewers to enjoy.
The fans that people that are not fans of spiders are just like, oh.
Does she have a name?
Does she have a name?
Yeah.
This is Ascot, I believe. This is Ascot. We have several tarantulas at the zoo, so it's really hard for me to keep track. You know, when you stick your hand in a container and just pick out a big spider, you never know
which one you're getting.
As one does.
So, hey, John, is the petting area, is that available right now or is it not with COVID going on?
The hive is
the hive.
Okay. That's a good question. Thank you, Oscar Nick. And that's where this one's a star along with Skittles, who likes my hot body, and the other lizards and snakes. So that is indeed open. So check out the zoo. It's open every day, 10 to 5.
Exactly. For the parents who haven't taken their kids in there, I think it's a super important place because you got snakes, you've got obviously arachnids like you have here, and it helps the kids get used to them and not be afraid of them like I am. See, I needed exactly. one. Where were you when I needed you when I was a kid, John? That's what I needed. Well,
but when I get to come back to the studio, Husker Nick, we're going to take this nice little fuzzy thing and we're going to put her on you.
Okay.
And we're going to have you confront your fears, because that's the best way, is to really confront your fears. Okay.
Is she soft or is she just fuzzy like a Brillo pad?
Well, no, she is relatively soft. But the thing is about her hair is she can take those hairs. And, see what she's
scratching
doing?
Herself?
She's throwing them right now. And she's throwing them at me to irritate my skin and my face. Okay.
Oh, that's nice. So
that's why she defends. There's little hooks and barbs in her hairs. Okay. So we have to be very careful with her. So I will rinse my hands with cold water.
Right. Very,
to rinse the hairs off.
And maybe your face, too, because it went all up in your face.
It went pretty high and flying in front of me. It really did. So, yeah.
Man.
Quite fascinating.
We're going to rethink this whole putting the spider on me now.
I have no problem with that.
Oh, John. Oh, John. That's fun. So, this weekend, everything's open. Everything's going. Going to be a hot one, though.
It's going to be great. It's always cool at the zoo. The zoo opens at 9 o'clock tomorrow, 9 to 5 tomorrow, 10 to 5 every other day. And on Wednesdays, we have Wild Wednesdays, so you can come out to the zoo until 8 o'clock now on Wednesdays.
Oh, cool.
Get your ticket
at the zoo. Go to LincolnZoo.org. You still got to get your tickets online to make sure, because of directed health measures. So go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets, get your membership, support your Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Very cool. And Wild Wednesday has been going on for forever. I think it was still
going on. Yeah, they are great. We have a lot of people there Wednesday night because people love coming. It's peaceful. It's wonderful. It's cool. Oscar Nick's not sweating. He's so and smelly. So come to the zoo.
I'm always sweaty and smelly. There's nothing that's going to change that. Nothing at all.
You're always going to be smelly, especially the food you eat.
That's exactly. Right.
Very good.
People blame it on the animals, but it's really you walking around the zoo, Oscar Nick.
That's true. I'm okay with that.
That livestock smell.
Here's a good question for you. What's the smelliest animal you have at the zoo?
Probably. Oh, the smell. You know, the giant anteater is really, really foul.
Oh, really?
the food they eat and what they take out the other end, it's not really refreshing. But penguins are a close second because they eat raw fish, and raw fish in is raw fish out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who's had sushi agrees with you, I think.
There you go. If you knew sushi like I knew sushi. So, exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of smelly stuff at the zoo, but good smells, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part about the zoo. Well, Jungle John, thanks for bringing your furry friend out in your bedroom there. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Hey, we're open every day, and I'll see you at the zoo.
Just what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
You just want to pet it, don't you?
Well, she was waving.
Oh, did she wave at the crowd? Oh, that's so cute. You can see it on Facebook.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
In today's nitty-gritty from Music City, some big news for some new artists, that secret guest on the Eli Young Band song, and how you can catch live music this weekend.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
We'll start out with some congratulations to the CMA New Artist of the Year winners. Riley Green and Tennille Towns took the honors this year, and they had a really cool way of surprising the winners. Both Riley and Tennille thought they were doing, you know, yet another interview over Zoom, but then all of a sudden, Keith Urban popped up on their screen and told them the news. So Riley, when he was told by Keith, kept his cool pretty well when he heard the news.
He was pretty chill.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, cool, thanks. But Tennille definitely had a harder time believing it.
I was actually looking for somebody else. I must have crashed your Zoom. Yeah. Sorry about that.
What is happening?
How you feeling right now? You feel good?
Oh, yeah. I feel really good right now.
Well, you're about to feel a whole lot better. Congratulations. You are the ACM New Female Artist of the Year, Tennille Towns.
Here it is.
It's...
Oh, my God. For real?
It's adorable because she's just like, are you serious? Like, what?
She's so sweet.
She is so
cute. I'll tweet it out so everybody can see it. It's adorable.
It's so cute. So congrats to Tennille and Riley because the category of the ACM New Artist of the Year was stacked this year. So
like
congratulations.
10.
Yeah, there were tons of them and they were all such good artists that I really honestly didn't know who was going to win. So congrats to the two of them. So yesterday, we were talking about Eli Young Band and their mystery guest on the reissue of their single, Saltwater Gospel.
Right.
And they had been putting out hints all week about who the superstar artist was. Well, the secret is out, and it feels appropriate for a song about the ocean. It's Jimmy Buffett. Here's a little taste of it.
And if you think about how small we are and life after we're gone, I'm out here by myself, but I know I'm not alone. Yeah, I got all.
Perfect person to put on that.
And you called it.
I know, right? I feel so vindicated. I was like, yes, because people were like, Kenny Chesney. And I was like, no, I think it's going to be Jimmy Buffett.
That's
cool. I think that's what it's going to be. So this weekend is bringing the return of live music, like actual live in-person music with not one, but two nights of shows. Tonight is Granger Smith and Logan Mize, who are going to be out at the Speedway in Columbus. And gates are going to open at 5. Forgotten Highway will kick things off at 6:30. Logan Mize at 8:30. And then, of course, Granger topping things off at 10:30. Then get ready to do it all again tomorrow because it's the Salt Creek Summer Jam in Martell tomorrow night, which is a fundraiser for the Sprague Martell community center, and we're gonna have James Lee Band, Shooter Jacks, Luke Mills, and so many more. And the gates for that will open at 6. Mm-hmm. Music start around 7. Food, drink, socially distance, it'll all be there out of the ball fields, correct?
Yep, correct.
So yeah, if you want some live music, you have two chances this weekend, which is twice as many as we've had all summer. So with the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Liz Bauer for Kix 96.9.
Kix 96.9.
Country.
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 Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On the way.
Good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly wait.
And let's bring Brian into the show to play Fake News Friday. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Gonna be big plans, or what are you doing today?
Going to work today, and then nothing else this weekend, I hope.
Very good.
Nice, get to relax.
Relax, yeah, exactly.
Right, well, my favorite weekend, nothing going on.
Exactly. Isn't that kind of nice every once in a while?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to give you three headlines. You got to tell us which ones are real and which ones are fake to see how good your brain is today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. A fisherman rescues two paddleboarders who spent the night holding onto a lobster buoy. Is that real or is that fake?
That sounds pretty real.
And you're right, it is. So, two cousins, Irish paddleboarders, vanished off the west coast of Ireland. The 17-year-old girl and 23-year-old woman somehow survived the night on the water. They actually made it through a night of rain, wind, and thunder by grabbing onto a lobster buoy.
Ugh.
They spent over 15 hours in the water together before a fisherman found them, but they're okay. And luckily enough, if the fisherman found them, but they had not been found, if they were out there for another 2 hours, they would have gone and drifted out to sea.
Oh, my God.
So they are lucky to be alive.
That's the beginning of a horror movie.
Yeah, kind of it is.
Drifting out to sea. Ah, no, I don't like that.
Okay, so you got 1 point there, Brian. Fake news headline number two. Doctors say that too many Zoom meetings can cause headaches. Is that real or fake?
Since there are a lot of Zoom meetings, so I think that is real.
It might be, but this headline itself is
that
fake.
That sounds so real.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
It like, does.
It should be a thing.
Staring at the screen and yourself all day, headache city.
That's just, yeah, that's a lot. I remember you doing that when you were going to school, Liz.
It yes.
was kind of like no fun at all.
So I finally turned off my camera. I was like, I'm going to move about the cabin while we do this.
Move around here. All right, final headline in fake news. 750 million genetically engineered mosquitoes have been approved for release in the Florida Keys.
Pardon?
715 million genetically engineered mosquitoes. Is that a real or a fake news story?
I hope it's not real. I'm going to have to hope it's fake.
Actually, that one is real.
No, why?
Wow.
So, I'm trying to figure out the reasoning behind this. But a plan to release those mosquitoes in Florida Keys has been approved by the state and federal agencies. The genetically modified mosquitoes have been altered to die before growing large enough to bite and spread disease. Apparently, the plan is an alternative to spraying insecticides to control a species of mosquito that carries diseases like Zika and yellow fever. However, a bunch of local residents and environmental groups do not support the idea of genetically engineered mosquitoes.
It just sounds like the makings of like a sci-fi horror movie where they're like, we released genetically engineered mosquitoes. Now everyone's a zombie.
Well, there's a book by Michael Crichton called Prey.
Yes, this sounds like a Michael Crichton book.
with nanotech and genetically engineered items that can like, they come in like a swarm of like, they look like... like mosquitoes, but they can form the shape of humans and whatnot.
Well, that's kind of like the basis of Jurassic Park. Like
right.
They got the dinosaur blood from this mosquito in the amber, and now we're so off topic. But you know what? Let's not do that.
Right. I think that's just a bad idea. I mean, I get where they're trying to go with it and trying to help with other things, but...
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, at least we don't have to worry about those mosquitoes here in Nebraska.
Let's hope not. Hopefully,
yeah,
before they get here.
Exactly. Yeah, here's hoping.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kix 96.9.
On the way, we'll get you...
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning,
On Kix 96.9.
We don't have one thing. We've got a couple things for you because the weekend has things to do.
Finally.
Including just as Florida Georgia Line sang yee-yee there for a second, we get our yee-yee friend Granger Smith live at the Speedway in Columbus. That is tonight. Gates are at like what time? It was like
Let me see. The gates open at 5. music's going to kick off at 6:30, and Granger will be on at 10:30. But there's Logan Mize, Forgotten Highway.
Right.
Lots of fun tonight.
That'll be great in Columbus.
And it's not sold out yet, so you can still get tickets.
And social distancing on that one, too, is going on, so that's a great thing. Another great thing is the Salt Creek Summer Jam, first annual event in my hometown of Martel. Well, that's actually Sprague Martel, the community center there, because I mean, Sprague and Martel are right next to each other, and even though we have little rivalries between the two, we all get together and have a good time with community and fun. And we're going to have a night of great live country music with Luke Mills and the Highway Drifters, Shooter Jacks, and the James Lee Band, an outdoor benefit concert with everybody out in the ball field, basically.
Yeah, all spread apart.
Bring out your lawn chairs, your blankets, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. They have beverages out there. They'll have food out there for the Salt Creek Summer Jam. So if you get a chance to, you totally want to be a part of that. And I believe there are still spaces available for the Lincoln Northeast Athletic Club golf outing that we've got coming up on Sunday at Mahoney Golf Course. I will be playing on the Elks youth football team as a part of that. So if you want to come out and challenge myself and anybody else and have some fun or raise some money for Lincoln Northeast Athletics, you can do that with the Booster Club.
It's like a normal summer weekend.
It feels like that, doesn't
Events and shows and stuff to do. Soak it up.
Yep.
Coming up next. Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We'll continue the show with the After the Show show. Liz and I and you, including possibly the best cure ever for a hangover.
Yay.
Show. Wake up the country way. With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
So, surveys are done all the time, and we seem to stumble upon them, or scientific facts and whatnot.
Yeah, we just stumble upon those scientific facts.
And today we've got one from a site called Scion, which the survey, trying to figure out the perks of mask wearing when it comes to being a dude.
Oh, I was going to say, like, for ladies, it's saving money on your makeup bill. You don't have to buy lip gloss or lipstick because your lips are covered.
Are you worried about maskne? The acne
I, knock on wood, have not had a problem. But, like, one of my friends found out that she has this autoimmune disorder where she gets boils on her skin because she's never had anything that's irritated her skin badly enough for them to, like, really get bad. She's just had them, like, here and there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, but a lot of my friends have had serious issues with masks.
She has a health issue with that.
Uh-huh. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, okay. So she finally went to the dermatologist and was like, okay, I'm changing up my mask like every single day. What is going on with my face? And they were like, oh.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah. So, but I'm just happy I only have to do makeup on the top half of my face most of the time now. So,
well, according to a new survey, a whopping 88% of women say men who wear face masks in public are way sexier.
Really?
Uh-huh. Than men who don't.
Okay. Actually, I could see how they're onto something here. And here's why.
Okay.
You know how there's lots of surveys that say women think that men with facial hair, like beards, are more attractive? My theory on that is because it just automatically makes them look like they have a nice jawline. Which, for a guy, is a big part of their attractiveness. Like, all the, like, scientific stuff says, like, women just naturally notice men's jawlines more than anything. So if you're covering that part up, you're just looking at their eyes, looking at the tip, which, like, okay, it's hard to have
really
ugly
crappy
eyes.
Jawline.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
That stat even held up with women who are currently in a relationship with a guy who doesn't wear a mask.
That's probably because they've been nagging at them to wear the freaking mask. And then they just won't do it. And so they're like, well, look at this guy who'll just shut up and do it.
Right. And the final part about this wonderful survey about masks and sexiness is that it also found that 6% of women say they've had the balancing of the checkbook with a face mask on.
What? Okay, that's weird.
Like, it adds a little extra.
Is that like,
a little flavor to the wrestling.
That's
like role play type stuff?
Yeah.
Like the bank robbers broke into my house.
Oh my God. No.
Come Coming up, the craziest thing you've ever found. They called
it. JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. Mornings.
I thought it'd be a fun way to start our morning.
Good call, sir.
On Kix 96.9.
There's something you don't see every day.
Like a tank on the side of the road.
Yeah. Not usually.
That doesn't happen normally. And that's been updated yesterday about 11 o'clock. There is the Nebraska State Patrol put out. Whoever left their tank on the side of the I-80 in central Nebraska, we need to talk to you. And also, I'm sure the Department of Defense would like to, too. And so that got national news as apparently it's not even really a tank. It's a tank, but it's not a tank. It's used to help with bridge building.
Yeah.
And so it was on a trailer. It wasn't like off the trailer or anything.
It's like when you're in a store and they come over the intercom. And they're like, the person with the blue Honda, you left your lights on. Right,
exactly the same kind of thing.
Like, excuse me, owner of the bridge laying tank. Please come claim it on the side of the road.
And so that brought up, like, what's the craziest thing that you've found? There was also a story in Florida. Airline, the guys, the baggage guys that are down on the tarmac putting stuff on plane.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strange looking container. They open it up and there's a missile in it.
Oh.
Like an air-to-air missile.
Oh.
Just in someone's luggage.
Hmm.
And they talk to that person.
Was it the one where the guy was coming back from being deployed?
I think so.
And he was like, just a little souvenir.
Yeah.
Just a little souvenir to bring home. That's fine.
Somebody said they could have this.
This is good. It's all fine.
Yeah. But that happens sometimes. You just stumble upon something like, oh, all right. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I remember we had somebody who said they found a grenade.
Oh, that's right. Somebody found like a live grenade. Wasn't he fishing or something?
Yes. Oh, that's what it was. He had hooked it.
Yes. See, that was always my dream, was to find something really cool.
While you're fishing?
And the closest I've ever found, the only cool things I've ever found, like on our farm in Ottawa, Kansas, we had the old barn. And so, you know, we have a lot of like livestock and stuff out there. And most of my family were large animal veterinarians. So they had of like a little... not a clinic, but a lot of veterinary apparatus that was in the old barn.
Mm-hmm.
So before they tore it down, I used to love going in there and like looking at all the old, like from the 40s and 50s medicine bottles. And was like, oh, it's like treasure I found. And my mom would be like, do not touch that.
That's really
do
really
not
old
touch
stuff.
The bottles full of old chemicals, please.
Right.
But the coolest thing that I ever found was a weasel skeleton. A weasel had died somewhere, like in the barn, you know, and had decayed to the point where its skeleton and had been undisturbed on the floor of the barn. So its skeleton was like still intact there.
Oh, wow.
And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Immediately, you know, I went back home, show and tell, was like, guys, I found a weasel skeleton.
Right.
It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And so I was so excited the next, you know, holiday that we came back to Kansas to visit family. I was so excited to see my weasel skeleton and it was gone. And I was so devastated because initially I wanted to take the skull and my mom was like, no, you can't have the weasel skull that you found on the floor of the barn. No,
that's hilarious.
And so she then, you know, kept pestering her about it. And she was like, all right, well, maybe you can take a bone or two when we go back this time. And it was gone. She probably had called one of my relatives to be like, please sweep the weasel skull out.
Listen, Liz wants the weasel skull. If you would please, I don't know, throw it away or toss it somewhere so she can't find the weasel skull.
Get the weasel skull out of there.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
So we want to know about the actually cool things that you found.
Yeah,
I'll post it on
cool
our
things.
Morning show page. And tell us about the actually cool or interesting things that you found, not a weasel skeleton. But if you have a picture of a weasel skeleton, you know what?
Go
put
for
it up there. I want to see it.
JP and Liz Mornings with Husker Nick on Facebook. Go there to put up the crazy things that you've found. Here's Morgan Wallen. We used to chase that
Wake up. The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick. On Kix 96.9.
It's science.
JP and Liz on the After the Show show, and is this really the end of the eternal quest to find a hangover cure that actually works?
Oh, God, I hope so.
We go to the amazing country of...
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be pony trekking or camping.
Pony trekking or camping.
Or just watching TV.
So a group of researchers in Finland just wrapped up a study on a potential cure for hangovers. And they say they've found one that really gets the job done.
Oh, what is it?
It's an amino acid called L-cysteine.
And
they found when people use it after they drank heavily, it helps get rid of their headache and nausea.
Thank God, because those are like my two main symptoms of a hangover. You know, some people will be like, oh, my stomach hurts a little bit. And mine is like, I've got an ice pick through the brain and I feel like I'm going to vomit at any moment.
And luckily enough, if you're interested in trying it, you can get L-cysteine at vitamin and supplement stores.
Yes.
It's supposed to also help keep your skin, hair, and nails healthy.
Okay, that is a win, win, win. I'll be looking great. I'll be feeling great with a dirty martini in my hand.
That sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it?
All right, so there you go. L-cysteine. Check it out. Your vitamin and supplement stores.
Great news going into the weekend.
Fantastic news for the weekend.
Kix 96.9.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Got a couple quick animal stories to wrap up your day.
Oh, good.
We start where, like, the same story that was talking about the live missile found at the Florida airport also had a plane trying to land at a Russian airport had to be delayed because a polar bear wandered onto the runway.
What?
They spotted They spot the bear about 500 feet away from landing. That gave them enough time to pull up and circle around until the bear moved 20 minutes later.
And polar bears are, like, one of the angriest creature. I mean,
right?
They're angry for good reason because their habitat is going away and they're dying mass numbers.
They're
going
to come and hang out on the tarmac and scare people away from landing.
It's like, go to the Arctic Circle. Well, I guess Russia is in the Arctic Circle. But go to the North Pole if that's what you're doing. But yeah, I don't honestly think I want to be in an airport that has polar bears that nearby.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're going to go out and get a taxi and then the polar bear walks up?
Exactly.
No, that's scary.
Every time you go to the zoo, they always have two things. They have the big cutout of a polar bear that you can stand next to see how big polar bears are. Yeah. And then they also have the thing that says, like, hey, a polar bear could snap off your arm in just one bite.
Like, of things course like I want to hang out with a polar bear at that point.
Huh? Yeah, like they always have the chart of how quickly a polar bear could kill you.
Rip your arm right off. Mm-hmm. We also have a report of a tan dog on the loose. Oh. In Pennsylvania, police got a call Thursday morning saying that there's a tan dog running through traffic. It ended up being a goat. They thought it was a tan dog. Running through traffic, the goat was picked up.
They don't even run the same. They don't. They have hooves.
Have you seen the goats when they, like, hop and stuff?
That's true. They don't even run like normal animals. No, they do their little, like, ding, ding,
little
ding.
Bouncy thing.
Yeah.
And so the goat was picked up in a police car, and the department is hoping the owner will contact them once they realize the animal is missing. So, hey,
I hate when my goat goes missing and I don't realize it.
Your tan dog goat is on the loose in Pennsylvania. Would you like to come pick him up?
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker
Nick. Well, that'll do it for us. We'll be back on Monday. JP, Liz, Husker Nick. If you'd like to participate in the crazy thing you found, you can do that on our Facebook page. We'll have the entire podcast from today up on our website at KZKX.com. And we'll come back on Monday with some Dear JP, Make It Right Monday. Oh, and we've got one more small business 60 to get in for you for this week. You can still do that at KZKX.com. JP, Liz, Husker Nick, and our small business 60 with the Zeppelin Bar and Grill. And we're talking with Scott. Scott, let people know what you guys have out there that's special.
We have our wings. Usually our big ticket item. Everybody likes the wings because we grill them
Ooh, yeah.
on the charbroil grill. And we also specialize in burgers.
We usually hand mix the ingredients, some seasonings and some stuff like that into it to give it a little extra kick. We also can do cater during the lunchtime for business lunches, events, weddings, parties. We have a pretty big catering menu, so we can do parties from 10 to up to 200 we've done before.
Wow,
so,
that's fantastic.
Outstanding. I notice as I'm poking around on your Facebook page, you guys have all sorts of specials every day of the week. Where can people go to find out what the specials are? Because I'm staring down this Philly cheesesteak you got here. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's delicious. We have the ZeppelinBarAndGrill.com on Facebook, Zeppelin Bar and Grill.
Scott, thank you very much, Zeppelin Bar and Grill, for being a part of our Small Business 60.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Scott.
Kicks 96.9.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.